All right, thanks for the Fred Gwynn.
Absolutely.
All right, how about this one? Ba-ba-ba-ba.
This is the greatest talk show
that will ever be.
And now, here's your host, Mark Curian.
Scary.
Breaking news. The next terrible phrase of this crisis. In other words, we ain't seen nothing yet. And it will be enough to drive fear into the hearts of any mortal man. Thank God I'm Arcturian. Mark the Arcturian. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a right to know and should know what we can expect next. It's just math, and it is, could be considered terrifying. Tony.
Yes.
Well, buddy.
I'm here.
Quite the pickle the world finds itself in.
I don't know. Things just seem to be going along as normal. People are, you know, the shopping habits have changed, and
people's daily
habits have changed, but
the
gloom and doom doesn't seem like it's too gloomy. And, you know, and there's now Wuhan and China is getting back to work. So, you know, the people are starting to go about their business again.
Isn't that marvelous? If you believe a single word of what comes out of China. They haven't been truthful this entire time, so I don't know why start believing them now. Especially yesterday.
Well, but then that goes with the same as the mother
in Italy yesterday.
People who are things, the food stores are still open and people are starting to go back to their business. So, I mean, yeah, China might be exaggerating a little bit, but, I mean, you know, yeah, it might
Wait a minute.
You know.
What part of Italy has gone back to work? Okay, first of all,
people who are obviously running the supermarkets.
Yes, supermarkets, pharmacies. Okay, irregardless,
they're closing down the supermarkets in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I heard that's the latest. They're shutting down the supermarkets and gas stations. Gas stations is the big one. Gas stations are next. So for the listeners out there, if you want to you know, get some gas before they close them down.
This is in Pennsylvania, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any listeners in Pennsylvania? Give us a call, 619. I suppose I should have that. I remember it's like the worst radio number in the world to give out on the air.
I was thinking the old one. Like, the first one was great, and then the old one was, you know, very interesting. Oh, I get Doritos instead. And for everybody out there, I suggest going to the Dollar Tree if you need supplies. Yes, it's like, you know, off-brand stuff and things, but they have everything. And the one I went to today, they had toilet paper, and I got four double things of hand sanitizer.
Okay, I suppose if you're into that, I mean, you're happy about the hand sanitizer?
Yeah, well, you know, found some.
Uh-huh.
And they were offering it for everybody.
Okay. Free?
No, it costs a dollar for two bottles, but
Right.
At least
okay.
they weren't gouging.
Right, exactly, exactly. I mean, your sweetheart and I both had the same picture of the $62 roll of toilet paper, a four-pack of whatever brand it was. $62 online. Okay.
That's a cheap price.
Before...
It's a steal.
Okay. Now, agreed, where you are, Tony, is different than where I am. And, by the way, for the record, I'm now going on day three. Do you have a, are you okay? You have to call the number. He just coughed. Oh, my God.
Because I ate a Dorito.
Oh,
and then the orange
yeah,
juice.
Yeah, sure.
I bought Donald Duck orange juice from the dollar store.
Yes, do you remember yesterday's study? The new study, coronavirus jumps like fleas. So it's on the surfaces in the grocery store, but when you walk down the aisle, it can jump on you as far as a flea. And now the new study is coronavirus can travel through the telephone lines.
Oh, my God.
You're not
Did
believing,
you just catch it?
You're not believing a word of this? That's good. But it's... okay. So I'm on day three with no electricity. We have no power here up on the bridge after the dilithium crystals ran out, and Earth doesn't, you know, have a stockpile of dilithium. No, we've been up in the Sierras in the snow, and this is day three with no power. Luckily, I still have communication. So all that food in my refrigerator, that $100, you know, whatever, how much it is going bad after 3 days. Oh, boy,
oh,
all that
in
nice
the
food I stocked.
Hook it! I told you, jerky.
Yeah, I got like 5 packs of jerky. And you're a big jerky, by the way, for the record.
Well, no, so, I mean, if you have, like, the chicken, cook it and then jerk it. And then if you have the, you
yeah.
have the meat.
I do
you,
have,
you know a way to
three
smoke
or four.
All that. You can smoke it all. Smoke all of it.
Smoke some. It tastes just like chicken. I do have, you know, 3 or 4 patties cooked in the fridge, which now have been, you know, without power for 3 days. Okay, so a lot of news. That's interesting in Pennsylvania. What are they going to do? I don't know. I mean, how do you, at this point, shut down supermarkets? Where are people supposed to get food? They should have stocked up already? What?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so that's normal? That's pretty much normal for all the supermarkets in the state to close. Is that what you're saying?
No,
bro.
I mean, I
know,
don't know if that's
as usual. You seem to want
to
tell me how usual everything is, Tony.
How what?
You seem to want to tell me how business as usual everything is. So how usual is it for them to close an entire state's grocery stores? That's business as usual is what you call it's pretty much normal?
Well, that's just there. I'm talking about where I am. I don't know.
You went
about...
to the store yesterday 30 miles away, and you couldn't get what you wanted to get. That's pretty much normal?
I could
exactly
have gotten
what
I wanted
normal.
To get. I just didn't want to walk into a building with a bunch of people. But I could have gotten everything I needed.
Explain to everyone what's normal out there now.
Burger King. We just got the Impossible Whopper. Impossible.
That's great as long as it lasts. The new headline, McDonald's. We will stay open as long as we can. They already foresee it because how does the hamburgers get made? By people. Well, the people inside could have the have it and pass it through. You see, everything is now suspect. Every like you said, everything on the store shelves is suspect. Every person you look at. My friend said, everyone's looking at me like, stay away from me. You're a leper. You know, so this is brother against brother. No, this is not normal at all.
Real quick, before you continue, and anybody on the line, my microphone was shitting out, so I'm on my telephone, and I'm about to go AFK for a second. So if somebody's trying to call in, please stay on the line, and there will be no rim shots You can talk to the prostitute down the street about the rim jobs. I don't know about that, but we'll get to it. Anyway, sorry for all of Shoshana's friends who just left. Sorry, bro. I apologize.
What are you saying? You're changing phones?
No, the I couldn't. The microphone was, remember last night, yesterday it was acting up. Well, it did it again, and I didn't have time to try to fix it because I would have to reboot my whole system, and I already had the studio up. So,
I'm sorry I asked the question. Are you going away? You could just say, I'll be right back. I mean, okay, got that. Okay,
but I'm on my phone, so I can, I'm here. I'm just not going to be near the computer. I said AFK, so that if anybody's calling in, please stay calling. I will get to it as soon as I
stay calm.
Get to it.
He's away from the computer screen.
If your urgent call is coming in, please hold and listen to this. The girl from where, Mark?
Ipanema.
Ipanema. The only place not affected by coronavirus.
So, see, if you ever have an earworm, that, you know, that song you can't get stuck out of your head, the short cure is The Girl from Ipanema. You can't get the Archie theme out of your head, or the song, stupid song you heard on the radio that you hate, you keep singing, just burst into that song. Everybody, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And nobody knows the
and
rest
even
of the song.
Even though it's not played in as many elevators anymore, it is still synonymous with that. Everything you see, every little bit, every time you see it on TV in an elevator, you hear the in the distance instrumental Muzak version of The Girl from Ipanema is playing. Because that is ingrained in our society as a funny joke. It's like one of those old jokes. Like all of
I believe I used it in a I've done a couple elevator movie, you know, films, videos. And, of course, when the doors close, you know, you got to have elevator music. So I think I – actually, once it was Barry Manilow, Mandy, but YouTube flagged it for copyright. Okay, can we get back to the subject, please?
I don't know. I mean, we're quarantined. I'm outside now, but it's still a quarantine.
Okay, do you have the newspaper article
no,
in front of you? Or is that
I told you I'm AFK.
That's
you
back inside? Okay. Okay, we'll wait to cover that. Okay. No, everything's not normal. Well, you know what? I can't verify a single thing because I am also in quarantine in a tin box on top of a hill 50 miles away from the city. But I am relying on the outside sources, which could all be photoshopped, you know, even if it's universe just piping in pictures of the reality I believe I'm looking at, which I know isn't happening. Actually, Tony, I've done pretty well with this Vibrise simulation, don't you think?
I don't know, because that article that you sent me is very gloomy and doomy. And again, like,
that's what happened in this simulation. Yes. If this time we run it, yes, it is. And that's, hey, unless, okay, this is a good point. Anytime somebody says, which they did a month and a half ago, I started with my banging the gong. And people said, oh, another one of those, you know, boy who cried wolf, because we already did SARS, MERS, Ebola, the whole H1N1. So now people go, oh, another one of these. It'll be gone in a few weeks, you watch. And that was a month and a half ago. And so if anyone is still saying it's not going to be that bad, my question is, then just explain to me how.
I will explain why it's not going to be as bad.
I'm in the middle of a
Italy.
Sentence. Okay, so explain to me, and I'm not talking to you, but a lot of people say it won't be that bad. I say, okay, it'll be gone XYZ. Okay, Einstein, explain to me how this virus at this point stops replicating. Exactly.
All right, let me give you my two cents on a vision of what is yet to come.
I'm allowed to do that.
It's my show. I can do whatever the hell I want. And I want to tell you, you want to hear my prophecy, or you just want
to,
you know,
okay,
go tell
the
three girls and Fatima to shut their face?
You made the statement, So explain to me how it stops replicating. Now, this has an R-naught of 2.25 at least, maybe 4 to 6. That's how many people each infected person infects. Maybe it's 6, maybe it's 30 in a month. So how you have to get that down to under 1, because even one person affected affects 2, then it's doubling. If one shares it with one,
it's still
perpetual.
I said nothing about the virus not being around. I said nothing about the virus not still existing. I just said that I was going to tell you where I see the future going from this point forward.
Okay, so
and
an
you seem to not want to hear that at all, which is very
go
interesting.
Go ahead, justify.
Okay, well, first of all, the reason that it is not the same here as in Italy is because, take Venice, for example. The hospital is right in the middle of Venice, and that is the hospital, and they were not prepared for the ventilators and respirators and shit because of the simple fact that everybody there has universal health care. They can get health care when they want. People, they don't have need for emergency people coming in like, oh, I have pneumonia, but why didn't you get it checked? Well, I didn't get it checked because it's too expensive. Well, in Italy, they can get it checked. That's why the old people move there. So you add the old people, and you add the fact that the hospitals were nowhere near ready for something. The worst part is,
but we are.
The simple fact that America is based, America healthcare is based upon emergency care, the emergency room, and the fact that, you know, that it's actually going to help America, even though we should have universal healthcare, but it's going to help because they're used to people coming in with pneumonia because they couldn't afford healthcare going in. So that's the first thing. Second, Italy. The main places, the Rome and Florence and Venice and Naples, those are so concentrated. It's like an entire empty world and then a concentrated little area. Same with Rome. Rome concentrated and everything is like millions of miles away. Okay? So these are concentrated population centers with
like
elderly
Wuhan.
People. Not prepared
like Wuhan. Concentrated areas. Cities.
Okay. So they did not shut down their supermarkets. People were allowed to are allowed to go out and get what they need when they need it. It's just a long quarantine. Now, Wuhan and China are starting to get back to work as you would believe. So here is what is going to happen. America, you have at least the 2 weeks that they want you to stay quarantined. And then everybody who's been out, there's going to be a catch-up of that. But in a lot of places, the population centers, yeah, they're going to be hit the hardest. But places like, you know, in the breadbasket in the middle of America and stuff, they're not going to be hit as hard for many different reasons. First of all, the migration of people coming is going to be mitigated.
Right.
Second, they are already practicing social distance in those places. You have a farm, you have a thing.
Yeah.
You have
it's
to go to the store.
It's
been
more on the coasts, of course. So what you just said is everyone lives in the city.
Saying that in about 4 weeks, they're going to make everybody go get a vaccine. They're going to make everybody get a shot, and then they're going to say, go on with life as usual, and any new cases come up.
Okay, so you're a virologist now, and you know exactly how close they are to having the vaccine ready. Well, gosh, this is great. I think
I'm from the future, and I'm not a virologist. I'm from the future, and I can tell you.
Oh, you're cheating.
For a fact, I'm cheating.
Okay.
I'm not cheating. That's what it is. You don't call me.
I know.
How dare
I'm
you
teasing.
Know
I'm
what's going to happen.
You.
You know I know what's going to happen. I just can't tell you.
Well, you know I know
then
you
I'd
know.
Have to kill you.
Right. All right. So vaccine in. So they come out with a vaccine. Everybody gets the vaccine, and then it disappears?
No, it's part of the thing. It's just it's there. It's around. But you're going to have to get the shot every year or something like that.
Part of a thing, ongoing process. Uh-huh. What
yeah,
if it keeps you alive for another
eventually,
month?
Once the vaccine and once people have been sick, we will start developing the herd immunity. We haven't done that because it started with animals, and so the humans haven't done that. They haven't got sick and recovered, and their body hasn't figured out how to fight it. But eventually, we will grow a herd immunity, and it will be as similar to a flu virus that some people will get and die from, but it won't be as, you know, you don't have to worry about touching somebody, you know, shaking their hand.
Yeah, that's nice. That's a nice picture.
That's the picture.
Okay, first of all, that's a very nice picture. First of all, I want to say your one sentence will develop an immunity against the flu virus. A flu is not a virus, and a virus isn't a flu, and there is no immunity. It's like to the common cold. That's why they attached it to a coronavirus, because there's no cure for the common cold. Now, unless you found one up there in 3150, so you can't put flu virus in the same thing.
It's chicken soup and Vicks and cough drops and cough medicine. That's what the cure for the common cold is to weather it out.
That's a nice picture. Okay.
That's the cure for the cold. The cold goes away if you just stay in. And so if you do get the coronavirus, you just stay in. It's just like treat it like a regular flu.
It's not a flu. It's a virus. It's a cold. The cold is not a flu.
Well, whatever it is, the same way you cure a cold, you'll eventually be curing this. By chicken soup, staying in, taking.
Yeah, that's nice how you get over a common cold. But you don't cure a common cold. Now,
I'm not saying they're going to cure it. I never said anything about cure. I specifically prefaced the conversation with it's going to still be around.
Okay. Well, the math says a lot different. All of a sudden, every single country has failed to contain this, and their numbers are off the charts. They're running out of medical supplies. They don't have enough ventilators, blah, blah, blah. They're having to make life and death decisions in, you know, like they do on a battlefield, which we're going to get covered. So all of a sudden, once it gets to America, we have it figured out, not based on their response so far. They already know we'll need 100,000 new ventilators, but the ventilator company says we haven't even gotten an order for one yet. So I don't know where all of this is coming from, that it's going to magically appear on our plate. That is a question. You know, did they release this thing, and do they have the vaccine? Do they have it already? I mean, that's a common thing. You unleash the virus, then you wait till everyone wants it, then you magically produce this thing, and, you know, Big Pharma rakes it in. You know, that's a common plot on many TV shows. Okay, so the vaccine doesn't cure it, exactly what you said, but it does buy us some time. And pretty much all they've found lately is what buys us time. It's the perpetuality of a virus that keeps multiplying and multiplying hundreds of thousands of times a day, and it mutates along the way. See, the other thing that wasn't mentioned is that Iran, where the deaths per capita of infections was off the chart. They found out it was a different strain. It had already mutated and was a deadlier strain. Italy. See, there's the other thing. They have concentrations of places, which is like Wuhan, which is pretty much what, Tony, you just said. Cities. If you live in a big city with too many people, you're screwed. So this is too much.
The bigger cities in America will get hit the hardest, yes.
Right. So, also in Italy, France, Switzerland, one day as a child, I was 11, and we went from France to Switzerland to Italy. We had breakfast in France, lunch in Switzerland, dinner in Italy. You know, and we just drove. See, so the roads are all connected. You just drive across countries like it was in states over here. So you also have that your rail and there's a lot more back and just like states here. So there's a lot more passing around. But then it's a phenomenal. In 2 months, it's gotten virtually to every single country in the world. 80 cases in Micronesia. Do you know what Micronesia is? It's a little archipelago in the middle of the South Pacific. It's like a sandbar. And, of course, the sea level rise has forced most of these far-reaching islands onto the bigger islands where high tide comes up through the main street sometimes. How do you get 80 cases in Micronesia? Pretty much any place with an airport.
Here's some good news.
Here's a fascinating little side story. In Australia, the sewers are now backed up. Over 200,000 sewers because people ran out of toilet paper and started flushing wipes, paper towels, probably newspapers. And you should see the pictures of their sewer pipes. They're like expanded, and like the manhole cover is sitting on like 3 feet because it's like a sponge, and it just like it. Now they're totally clogged. But you see now, since it comes out in our extraction, pee and poo, and keeps multiplying and replicating in the sewage, as the Chinese found out, it comes up through the sewer. The Australian sewers are now a level 4 biolab outhouse. I'm going to do a meme. Porta potty.
Some news on the other front, exactly opposite. The water in the Venice canals is now crystal clear. There's dolphins swimming in the waters. And people are saying that the indirect benefits of social distancing will be the decreased pollution. You could even see it in China that from space that the pollution has decreased tremendously. So the couple months of social distancing and whatever quarantine there is going to increase the environment to, a more sustainable place for whatever survives.
Right. From space, it's true. The pollution in China had decreased so much because all the factories were closed. Now how they tell people are back to work is they can tell the pockets of new pollution, which isn't as bad as it used to be, because there's little pockets of places going back to work. This is Mother Nature's revenge. I mean, come on.
Just look, Godzilla, King of the Monsters, right? The girl unleashed Monster Zero on the Earth because she wanted to wake up all the Titans so that because when they go around, what happens is their radiation like helps the Earth grow and, you know, new life is spurned and it totally regenerates the planet. Yeah, they kill pretty much all the humans, but they would regenerate the planet for those who survived, and that's how Godzilla.
Well, the humans, right? And the humans are the ones that killed the planet in the first place. So, you know, the experiment failed.
Technically, if you look at it in a different light, she released Monster Zero, which could be a virus, in order to cleanse the world of what is going on, and make it A direct impact of that would be that the things would be more fertile and the lands would be more, you know,
with less humans. I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more. With less humans, the land would be more fertile.
No. Yeah, with less humans. But the point is not less humans, less human interactivity with destroying the environment. Because we can live harmoniously with the planet.
Everybody
as humans. But the decrease of the fossil fuels, when they're closing gas stations, right? So when they close the gas stations, you know, people are going to be driving. No more, you know, ozone layer depletion. Is that still a thing?
Yes, of course. Okay, so, yes, we can live in harmony with the Earth. We will learn to, but not until after the cleansing. I don't care how you look at it. We brought this upon ourselves, how we let the politicians get so crooked they might have done they'll do anything for money. We let this happen, and participatory. So why we're here, and I think you're going to chime in on this. And if you're listening, You're here because you responded to a call from Mother Earth herself to come and take care of her rather than the ones that are destroying her, which are the aliens who are destroying the world from within. We look at this country, the United States of America. We totally trashed an entire country in 200 years flat. Just been here for billions of years. Trashed it. Humans. So too many, too much. Humans have shown that we can't curb our greed and our distrust for our fellow humans. So what you just said about the, and I love that, the film with all the different Titans awake. Boy, that was, and that the effects were, you know, finally really good on that. I couldn't even see the strings on Godzilla. The cleansing.
I was thinking, I bet Inner Earth closed their doors.
Well, that's in that Black Panther. Black Panther is all about Inner Earth, and they've kept us out, but, you know, it forces are intervening. Arcturians, Lemurians, Pleiadians, Atlanteans, Syrians, Orions, Starseeds, not the ones that are trying to take over the planet, which would be, of course, the Venusians, if you're a listener. So what you've described, what we're describing is the cleansing and talked about in the prophecy. And, I mean, Tony, this is the pages of the New Testament come to life in 5D, you know, right in surround sound, right out in front of us. You look at the world, I look at the world, then I look at the book, New Testament, you know, pestilence, famine, earthquakes in diverse places, a 5.7 in Salt Lake City today, diverse places, we got that covered, pestilence, we got that, famine, absolutely, wars, rumors of wars, fun, nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom, Christians against Muslims, done, right? It's the pages of the book right out in front of us. We're just not wearing robes and tending sheep. And it will play out. And let not your hearts be troubled. That's my instructions. I'm commanded to let not my heart be troubled. These things must come to pass during this generation. In other words, don't worry, be happy. This shit's got to go down now. And it's the cleansing. I don't care which prophet chai you look at, they're all the same one. First comes the cleansing. Not the purification, the cleansing as in out with the old, in with the new. And we know not everybody makes it. They're dropping a lot of them and a lot of good people, and the cost is going to be too great. But Tony, you and I know we have to make every mistake in the book so we don't make the same mistake next time, the first time, so that next time we don't make the same mistake the first time. And
just remember the future, because we've all been there. We've all been there and done this. Just remember the future. Don't forget to remember the future. That's it. That's the answer.
Yeah, the only way to predict a future that's already happened is to remember it. And between here and there,
you say that it's already happened. But that's everybody. We do it all and then come back. We just happen to be aware, and some people are aware of the changes. Some people are aware of what's going on. Me and Mark just happen to be more aware of it. But you too, everybody out there listening, you are millions and millions of years old because you just keep doing it. We just keep doing this, slowly inching forward, and you know. Thank you for your assistance that you don't know you're doing.
That's right. We need, it's like SETI. We need all the processing power. We need all of us to join together and use the processing power while it's you.
It's such a beautiful virus, though. It's so pretty. It's got this nice look, and it's so like pretty and nice.
I know it looks pretty in the pictures. And I think all the news stations and me, we all go to Google and we search this, and we all have used the same stock photo of this thing. It doesn't matter if you don't even hear this show, Tony. You know that once we recall what's coming and speak it, everyone can hear it. My wife used to say, who are you? I mean, I'd be rehearsing or just spouting something in the next room. She'd say, who are you talking to? And she'd come and look, and there's nobody there. And I'd say, everyone. If God can hear me, everyone can hear me through God, et cetera. So that's why we have good people working on this. I'd love to have anybody call. And the crew of the Arcturus has little bits and pieces. And you have a piece of the puzzle. We all have to come together and put our pieces together. We all have to work together. That's how this thing works. We all got to come to the light together. And there are those
The key is we are all being made to forget. Like, the key for anybody and anything is that they want you to forget. Forget that we've done this. Forget that we're repeating things.
Forget how it happened the last time.
Not just they, but we. That's why not everybody isn't like us and remembers that they've done this a million times, because the goal is for everybody to forget. Not a malevolent thing. It's just most people shouldn't know, because it taints the experiment or the sister or whatever it is. More knowledge, more no plausible deniability. So that's the main reason why it's a hush hush. It's a no-no. It's like, do not speak of this. But that doesn't mean, like in the Truman Show with Truman, if he really wanted a lead, they had to let him go. Like, just if you really want to know and you really drop that first veil, you will be let into
that
universe of many, many, many amazing things.
Right, absolutely. But first, before you escape from a jail, you have to realize you're in one. And
exactly.
Truman had no idea until he did, and he found the doors were open. You know, so oftentimes it happens that we live our lives in chains and we never realize we have the key, the eagles. However, we forgot that we don't even remember that there's something to remember, because our eyes deceive us and the illusion is perfect. But what you just laid reference to, if I can, okay, there's another reason why we don't remember, and this is right out of Paycheck, Tony. If you tell somebody their future, you take away their future. That's perfectly logical. One often finds their destiny on the path they take to avoid it. That's from Kung Fu Panda 1. One often finds their destiny on the path they take to avoid it. So avoidance does not a good master make. But here's this is the one that came from Werner Erhard and Est in 71. We are all gods in our universe. We created it. We forgot we created it so we could play in it. And you can remember you created it anytime you choose. Choose, not want. Because, you know, Tony, you remember the feeling that once you figured this out, the holodeck would disappear and you'd realize where you were? And you realize once you figured this thing out, it's still here. Remember that one? I thought I'd go, I got it. It's a simulation. Okay, end program. And it doesn't. So this is the time where everything happens wrong. Tony and I have realized the only way to do it right, we've been trying to do this right, like you mentioned, buddy, a million times. And finally, instead of trying to fix one thing and make it right, I said, you know what? Me being the Heyoka opposite, I go, you know what? I'm going to do everything wrong. I'm going to double portion this thing. I'm going to make every mistake in the book. And that seemed to be the only thing that worked. Like level 83 in Future Man, you can't find the right weapons, so you just go in with no weapons. A slingshot. Not even.
Well, and if it would have been able to be his fist, it would have been his fist. It doesn't have to be anything big. And that's the point of the David versus Goliath, is that, you know, the anything with the right skill and accuracy and the smallest amount of faith can defeat the biggest obstacle. All you have to do is
believe. Hey, you know what? That's a perfect
example.
Even if it's
a tiny little stone, right? A little stone, like David.
Well,
you have a tiny little stone, it can take down a giant, just like the mustard seed.
Right.
Can move the mountain, just like the faith and understanding. Now, but here's the thing, like we said, Mark, You are not allowed to know what's going on. There are rules in the universe. You are not allowed to know.
That's right.
However, you choose to want to know, then they'll tell you. But you are not allowed unless you have to add. You have to. That's why the seat at the table is empty, because somebody has to go there and claim it. But nobody has the wherewithal to know that there is a seat at the table that they can claim. Right?
Right.
They
right.
don't
You're,
know it's there, so they're not going to claim it. Just like they don't know what's going on, but it is. And if you want to, all you have to do is just, you know, say, okay, what the hell's going on? And you'll get a pretty good answer.
Right. In fact, I've made the joke for years. How I got this job is I went to the audition, and nobody else showed up. Just like you said, nobody else. I went, okay. And I didn't know what bitten off a little, and not more than I can chew. Here's something to remember. Also, you will always, Steve Martin, possible to meet a moment you're not prepared for. It's impossible to meet a moment you're not prepared for. You may not know.
How do you get prepared for it?
You may not know it, but it's impossible to meet. That's why God never gives you more than you can handle, because it would be suicide. All right, we got 100
little
phrases.
Well, yeah, and here's
phrases.
The thing. We've all seen the walkthrough of how it should go. It's just a matter of, playing the game like that. And sometimes, if you're following a walkthrough, you mess up. Right? You'll die accidentally, because it's hard to, actually make that. But you go back to the save point and try again. But you know the walkthrough, because that's given to you, and it's there. You know, because it's till the end of time. Every moment, every second is written till the end of time, until the next one changes it, and that means that you exist, I exist, everybody who is existing out there as one, of course, exists till the end of time, and then when we do it again, we're all tethered together. It's just the problem is that you are not allowed, and me and Mark have talked about this, there are rules. You can't talk to your future self. You can't spit into the wind. Don't pull on Superman's cape. There's rules to things, and the rule is you cannot know. And it's not because they don't want you to know. It's because, like you said, like if you knew your future, you would ruin your future, or you're a self-fulfilling prophecy. Either way,
right. But I'd just like to clarify. You're not allowed to. Yes, you are. You're perfectly allowed to, but we hide our awareness even from our own selves. Why? I don't want to blow the ending of the movie. I don't want to blow the joke. I want to see how this goes. So we hide it from ourselves. See, Tony, like you said, we come back and we run the thing, then we try it again. And at the beginning, again, we're given the new script. Inherently and subconsciously, I don't care how you put it, we all get the new script. And then we file it away and we play our parts and we see how it runs out. And that's if that works, good. But if it doesn't, we go back and do it again, right? So we all get the script. Otherwise, how would we know to play our parts this time? However, normally, buddy, usually there's only one per generation that has the playbook. This is how it goes. One has the playbook. For the last 2,000 years, one has the playbook. And God never leaves a people without one person having the playbook. This time, for the first time in karmic history, three are now allowed to get the playbook in the same reality. Why, Tony? Because it's necessary, right? It was necessary this time. We had to do it because the other side is playing dirty. So some of those rules were ixnayed when they didn't play by the rules. You could say that the COVID-19 is not Earth technology. 5G is not Earth technology. It was leaked by the Greys, the Venusians, whoever. And that's against the Prime Directive. So the Arcturians got to come in and... I will remind everyone, the Arcturus, my ship is way bigger than theirs. And I'll say our ship, because I have a lock on you. I got a lock on you. Tony and I have a lock on you, and we'll beam you aboard in case of emergency evacuation. However, It could get a little bumpy between here and there, and that's how this plays out. We'll see. But so right now, two or more. You know what? I'm gonna boast about him here. You know, young Nick in Alaska, Tony. I don't know why I say young because he's a newer or he's I think he's your Earth age, but I always call him young Nick. Yes, young Jedi, said to me the other day, wait a minute. He texted me, I just got another piece of this puzzle. Only the true aspects of God are allowed to remember. That's why most of the people we talk to don't get the shit we talk about. Because only the true aspects of God get to remember. Oh, my gosh. Now, he figured that out all by himself, what you and I realized. So that's why I had to say not just two, now three. And what we want to do is pop everyone without having to revert to that last stand where we just activate all your DNA centers at once. Kind of has a tendency to fry the human body, a lot more light letting through, a lot more light than usual. Not more than it's designed to handle. The human body is supposed to be radiant with light, but we've gotten down and down and down in this dumps. And now we find ourselves in the sewer of a Bio-4 weapons lab. You mentioned the smallest can take down the biggest with the Davy and Goliath thing, right, Tony?
Just like a small little virus can take down the biggest population.
Right, exactly. So he got where I was going with that. It's exactly what happened. I mean, it's the best army. We can defend nuclear attack. So you send the smallest little thing that we can't see and can't fight and takes down an entire world. So,
they learned from the story, just we were Goliath and...
Come again? I don't think I heard that.
We are
Say
Goliath,
again,
right? So, we are
yes,
Goliath.
Yes, in that Petri dish, we are Goliath, and the virus is David with a slingshot, a little tiny thing against the giant us. Yeah, it's a correlation. So I was going to give out the number if anyone's listening. Hopefully you listen to this on the replay, or unless we just erase this whole show. Hopefully it's got some good information for you, but. You know, for a month and a half, and this is how it goes. I bang the gong. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. But now the wave hit. Now I got to go from the problem's coming to solution mitigation. See, so what you've noticed lately is I'm still in there's a problem mode, right? So we have to move into solution now. Yes or yes? That's
yes.
What I thought you'd say. Okay. That's right, Chuck. So first there comes a problem, then there's containment. Well, that's gone. Then you move to mitigation, and what comes next, it's kind of like what happens on a battlefield when you have more injured than you have doctors and nurses for, which is why they look like MASH tents right now because they haven't built the 10 hospitals like they did over in China, which they say they've already closed, but they let them out of the hospital, counters recovered, and then they put them in 2-week quarantine. So this article that just came out, the next terrible phase of this crisis, we have 11 minutes left. I just want to read a couple paragraphs. Take two. I just might spend the rest of the time reading a couple paragraphs. Paragraphs? Can you say paragraphs? I did this in rehearsal, too, and decided to leave it in. Okay, never mind the article. Tony, would you bring up the slide of the power graph? Because apparently I want to talk about some power graph. Okay, the
paragraph
at
the
of this.
Oh,
the Atlantic.
The article.
Okay,
there's
we'll talk
yeah,
about the power graph later. The next terrible phase of this crisis. Well, this is another picture, which kind of mirrors. This is by a U.S. Navy pilot. Vermont's health experts. Okay. For months, health experts on the front lines of the battle against COVID-19 told the world to prepare. The coronavirus is not like influenza, they have warned. It's highly transmissible and far deadlier. It shuts down entire cities, has happened in Wuhan, China, entire countries, and it's happening now in Italy. Instead of heeding those warnings, while there was still time to halt the contagion, the American government downplayed the risks, and the president offered empty reassurances like it's going to disappear, and like a miracle.
Yep.
Tony, any? That's the opening paragraph.
We're on this one now?
I'm reading a couple of these, what we can look forward to, a picture of what it could look like in the next couple of weeks. We're still babies in this. We're 2 weeks into it. In another 2 weeks, we match Italy's, you saw the charts, and we match Italy's numbers almost verbatim, but we're about 10 to 17 days later. Okay, I should, 223 to 35 is 7 and 5. Yeah, we're 12 days behind. Okay, absent leadership, many are responding as best they can. Ohio and other states have closed schools, and you know the list, et cetera, et cetera. However, the cancel everything strategy can only slow the spread of this disease. It will not stop it. And what you have to get down to a lower R-naught factor than one infecting one, less than one. And you have to, especially hard to do with a virus that keeps replicating, et cetera, et cetera. So what we have to do, obviously, is everybody has to go in a room, and if you're still alive in a month, you don't have it, and you get to live. Basically, one person can still infect. Anyways, that's basically how you isolate it. Every single person has to be in their own separate room for a month until this thing peters out. Well, now, we're not going to do that, obviously. And people won't. So there's going to be this all sorts of cross-infection, et cetera, and we're going to run out. We're already overflowing in some of the hospitals. So the country, this is us, it says the country is now likely to enter a mass casualty scenario. The first priority will be identifying people with most urgently in need of care. Most urgently needing care, otherwise known as triage, a practice adopted from battlefield medicine. This is a U.S. Navy pilot, and the first time he saw this was overseas. And triage is all about efficient use of resources. In war, natural disaster, supplies, staff are limited, care must be rationed. The injured are categorized into treatment groups using colored tags or wristbands to identify priority levels. Green signifies the walking wounded, patients suffering but not needing instant attention. Yellow is for the more seriously injured, whose lives are not yet threatened. Red is, of course, reserved for those who will die without immediate treatment. And there's a fourth category, black, for those already deceased or with no chance of survival. Anyone still alive among the black may be comforted but not treated. And the first time, he says, the first time I experienced this was in the aftermath of Typhoon Haiyan, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They were overwhelmed, injured survivors, no supplies, and he remembers cleaning deep wounds down to the bone with no painkillers, which were reserved for amputations. And he still has nightmares about it. And the failure of authorities to ready supplies killed thousands in the aftermath of Typhoon Haiyan. The coronavirus will kill far, far more, and more will need intensive care. We must steel ourselves for what's coming and prepare as much as we can, even with the abbreviated time, with what's left. So we do have some idea of what to expect. In Italy, for instance, hospitals have run out of beds, equipment shortages led to agonizing life and death decisions. And we've all heard about this, that you have to, you know, cancel surgeries and just make room for those most in need. You know, is it the young mother of three who may survive without a ventilator but whose chances are better with one, or is it the elderly patient who will surely die without it? And there's a cold silence. There's a cold science using complicated formulas called quality adjusted life years. And they are making these decisions. We can't help them in time. We got this person over. It's just the way it is when you have limited. You can't help everybody. So black wristbands will soon be placed among the living. Now, we can limit how much this, how often this happens if we heed the warnings, but we're already a few weeks behind, and we're still nowhere near up on our ventilators. We have 62,000 and 10,000 stored, but we need 100,000 more, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, 500,000, some billionaire from China sent us 500,000 test kits, and they're on their way to America
as we speak.
So.
Right. Sure. And if you remember Katrina or the Philippines or Puerto Rico, aid is on its way. Don't worry. But every single day it's not there, it's always coming. The virus is all the vaccine's coming. The supplies are on their way. The test kits are coming. When they materialize, we'll do a report on that too when they get here. But until then, it could get bumpy. Hydrogen peroxide and water. We only have a few more minutes left. We'll be back tomorrow at some time. Keep a lookout. Please call us if you have any news. Tell us what it's like in your local area. I want to thank a lot of people for sending me their photos of empty shelves. And San Francisco Airport empty is just quite something. You could send me a picture of your head. It's empty, Tony.
I could. Nothing on the shelf there. 619-924-0815. That's 619-924-0815. Write that down for tomorrow.
Right.
619-924-0815.
619-924-0815
to call the Greatest Talk Show with Marty
Big Bag. Big Bag. Big Bag. Do you sit on the phone and listen to the entire end theme song? Because I do.
Every time.
Me too.
Every time.
You think,
check this out. So you know the end theme song, the beginning part is Buck Rogers, right, in the 24th century.
Right.
That's the theme from Buck Rogers. And
right.
It's cool because, you know, I feel like I the other way. Like, because he's a man from the past living in the future, and I feel like a man from the future living in the past. Big Bang.
You know, from the same, that is about the same length of time. 2300 is the 24th century. Okay, Mark the Arturian and Buck Rogers. I've been trying to come up with a new name for you, Hollywood Tony P. That's great for your wrestling, but we got to come up with some more. Buck Rogers. There you go. Tony Buck Rogers. Love it. Of the 24th century. Duck Dodgers.
Not Duck Dodgers.
Well, you know, all we need now is, if you think about it, this would be a perfect time for the big one. The Andreas, the Cascadian, just take out the whole West Coast, right? No, and all we need now is Marvin the Martian to come by and say, I will bless you with my space modulator. And that's it.
That is it. 1 minute, 30 seconds.
Do you know, every day I wake up and I check the internet to see if the world blew up yet.
That's cool.
And,
did it?
And I figure if I can check on the internet, the world hasn't blown up.
No, Mark, did it? Did it blow up?
No, I don't. I just tell them. I don't get it.
Thanks for telling me, though.
Every morning I get up and I check the internet and I see if the world blew up yet.
And I asked, did it?
And you said what?
Did it?
Oh,
did
no,
it
not
blow
yet.
Up? Not yet? Okay, good.
No.
I'm glad.
No. But, folks, really, here's how you can tell if your job here is finished or not. See, I know exactly how long I'll be here, and so does Tony. Mine is a little bit different. I will be here exactly long enough to do what this form, this physical form, was put here to do, period. Not a minute sooner, not a minute later. But here's how you can tell if your job here is finished. If you're still here, it isn't. And if it isn't, your job tomorrow is to call what number, Tony?
619-924-0815. See you guys tomorrow on The Greatest Talk Show.
So long. I'm Mark Arturian. Thanks to Hollywood Tony P. Duck Dodgers. See you tomorrow.
Duck Dodgers, the 24th and a half century.
been a presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.